Cameron Hamilton, the acting administrator of the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, was fired Thursday, just one day after telling Congress he opposed dismantling the agency. Hamilton, a Trump appointee and former Navy SEAL, testified before a House Appropriations Subcommittee Wednesday that FEMA, despite being overextended, should not be eliminated. He advocated for a phased restructuring rather than abrupt elimination. "I do not believe it is in the best interests of the American people to eliminate FEMA," Hamilton told lawmakers. The next day, he was removed from his post by Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Troy Edgar and Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski, according to Politico. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and President Trump have both publicly criticized FEMA, calling for its downsizing or abolition. Hamilton's firing comes just weeks before the start of hurricane season on June 1. FEMA is actively preparing states and localities for potential disasters. His replacement, David Richardson, currently serves as Assistant Secretary at DHS's Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction Office and has little emergency management experience. Richardson is a Marine veteran with a background in chemical, biological, and radiological threat mitigation. Former FEMA officials expressed concern about the leadership change so close to hurricane season, noting Richardson faces a steep learning curve. Since Trump's return to office, FEMA has undergone major staffing reductions, with around 2,000 employees departing amid budget cuts. Hamilton, who had overseen reforms and supported FEMA's mission, was seen by agency staff as a stabilizing leader. The White House has not commented on Hamilton's dismissal. Representative Rosa DeLauro, DCT, condemned the move, saying, "President Trump fires anyone who is not blindly loyal."